In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. What sins should we confess? Before God, we plead guilty of all sins, even those we are not aware of, as we do in the Lord's Prayer. But before the pastor, we should confess only those sins which we know and feel in our hearts. A reading from Isaiah chapter 59, verse 12. For our offenses are many in your sight, and our sins testify against us. Our offenses are ever with us, and we acknowledge our iniquities. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Because of our pride, we like to list off the good things that we have done, and we are very skilled at pretending to be humble when we do so. We say things like, well, I wouldn't have done that, but that's just the way I was raised. Or I just like to help people, that's just the way I am. And we need to be taught to speak like these words from Isaiah. Our offenses are many in the sight of God. This kind of confession is a vital part of our faith. Without it, one cannot be a Christian. We must confess our offenses, which are many. And though our offenses are many, the grace of our Lord is abundant. He is faithful and will forgive the sins of the repentant. So let us learn to be truly humble and to confess our many offenses and receive the grace of Christ. We pray, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.